There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
There's a story about Emperor of Iran, Khushru. He said to his royal physician that I have heard that there is a magical herb in India, and that herb has got the miraculous power to bestow health and also it has the power to retain youth and to make the person immortal. So he tells his minister to go to India and to search that herb. His minister, Bujroi, he comes to India. He inquires about it. People tell him that, yes, we have heard. We have heard the mythological story in Ramayana that there was a magical herb, the life-giving herb, Sanjeevani. But we really do not know where it is. There are so many probable candidates, species of plant for that herb. But exactly no one knows where it is, what it is. So this royal physician keeps wandering from pillar to post, seeking, searching that herb, but to no avail. At last, one day he was just resting under a tree when a sage happens to pass by that way. And this royal physician asks that sage, "Have you heard of this magical herb, Sanjeevani?" The sage says, "Yeah, it has been mentioned in our scriptures. But except Hanuman, no one knows where is that magical herb, how to get it. It's there somewhere in Himalayas. Nobody aware of those mountains of Dronagiri or some such mountain. But yes, you have heard very one thing correctly, that herb has the power to give life. In one way, it's Amrit, it is ambrosia. Yeah, so it's like a nectar. So whether that herb gives life or not, I do not know. But in India, we have got many scriptures, and one of those scriptures is this Panchatantra book. This book has got profound wisdom hidden in it. If you study this book, if you read this book, probably you will get the same nectar that you would have got from Sanjeevani. So better you take this. So that royal physician of Iran carries that book of Panchatantra from India. Panchatantra is nothing but the compilation, conglomeration of many stories, not true, mythical, but teaching life lessons, imparting deep wisdom that awakens the intellect and gives one divine knowledge. Gyan, not just gyan, vivek, wisdom, not just vivek. But a higher word is used in India, pragya. Ritambara pragya. The highest and the purest form of the intellect. Ritambara, where you say things as they are, without any dilution, without any biases or prejudices. So it's after all the book, it's after all the knowledge, it's after all gyan that is real Sanjeevani. Whether that Sanjeevani is there or not, nobody knows. As I said, there are many plants who are the potential and probable candidates for this herb, the magical, the divine herb. But where it is, nobody knows. We have heard this term times out of number in Murli's Sanjeevani Bhuti, life-giving herb. Baba has used this word with three meanings. The first, Baba says many times that you are sick. Your malady is chronic. Your illness has become chronic, refractory to the ordinary treatment. So you need this Sanjeevani. So first meaning of Sanjeevani is treatment, medicine. Something that restores health. The health is deteriorating. Limping. Sanjeevani is something that restores your health back to normalcy. So it's a sort of treatment. The second thing is, Sanjeevani is something when you have become unconscious, murcha, and it restores you back to consciousness. Just as it is shown that in Ramayana, the son of Ravan, Meghnath, he hurls a potent weapon and Lakshmana becomes unconscious. Quick intervention by Hanuman. And he brings that up, but he is confused. So he brings the entire pharmacy, because he is not a very experienced pharmacist. So as the physician is there, even physician is kidnapped from the Lanka because there was no physician available there. Along with all his paraphernalia, all his medications and equipments and instruments. So that Sanjeevani is given to Lakshman and he wakes up. So Sanjeevani is something that pulls you out of unconsciousness. And third, Sanjeevani is something that gives you eternal youth and health. You're already healthy, but it makes you all the more beautiful. You're already healthy, but it retains the health. It gives you perennial health, everlasting health. So what is this Sanjeevani? This is what this Sanjeevani does. Baba says, there are three types of Sanjeevanis in this Baba's knowledge. The first is Jnana itself is Sanjeevani. This knowledge is Sanjeevani. You are dead. It infuses life into you. You are unconscious. It breaks your unconsciousness. The stage of spiritual coma. Spiritual coma. In Christianity, it is known as the dark night of the soul. Dark night of the soul. Yeah. Dark night of the soul is said of a spiritual seeker who is searching God, who is seeking God, who is doing some sort of effort, sadhana, and is not successful and sometimes falls down. Because spiritual journey is arduous. You begin from this side and this is the destination. But the waiting period is very long. Sometimes you get absolutely frustrated. What to do? Because you are trying everything, whatever that is told in Murlis, by seniors, and yet you find you are nowhere. There is not an even an inch of progress. Rather, sometimes you retrograde, you go back. And you feel, oh, earlier times I was doing well. Now I am even behind. The backlash is disturbing. So the journey is deep, long. So the Jnana is Sanjeevani. You have to keep on updating your Jnana. Jnana is ever new. You need new viewpoints, new ideas, new concepts, new imaginations. Jnana is a very deep thing. It is not about reading a book and mugging it up. It's not about learning something by rote. Jnana begins with reading and listening. But that's just the starting point. It has so many other dimensions. Jnana should become experience. Knowledge should be seen in the practical life. So Baba says, this Jnana is Sanjeevani. When you get lost, that Jnana wakes you up from that comatose stage, from that delirious stage, from that spiritual delirium. But our approach to Jnana should be, I really do not know anything. Let me learn today. I have not understood anything. Let me understand today. Be a small child. Let the speaker be anyone. It doesn't matter whether he knows anything or not. But definitely that soul is different. And he has a different journey. He might be a 10-year-old girl. And we might think, what she can teach me. But sometimes children are the best teachers. They teach us many things. Many more things than what books teach. The second is, Gyan is, Sanjeevani is awareness, Smriti. Sanjeevani is Smriti. This is a game of awareness and unawareness. We have the knowledge, but the awareness is lost. So for rekindling of awareness, reawakening of awareness, you need change of place. You need to go and visit spiritual places, meet spiritual people of higher caliber, read books that elevate you, listen to experiences, spiritual experiences of people who have really known and understood this spiritual knowledge in the real sense. So listening to spiritual experiences of other people is equally important. If you want to bring that awareness, sometimes we are lost, sometimes a particular dharana has become dimmed. So when we listen to person's experience, a profound rekindling and reawakening happens. Sometimes, or many times, we see that the Brahmins themselves are lost. We are the ones who are here to awaken the world, but we are sleeping. It is not awakening with Brahma Kumaris, it is awakening within Brahma Kumaris. Within us, within this commune, within this community. There is a Kumar who has written a beautiful experience. He has come in Gyan from long time, maybe 80s, early 80s. He stays alone. He says, I prepare my own food. I am not dependent on anyone. And when I eat, I put two asanas, one for me, another for Baba. So on one I sit, on another Baba sits. He says, then when I drive my vehicle, I always feel that Baba is sitting with me, pillion rider. Baba is the pillion rider. He is the back sitter. He says that he has written in his experience, this life was very tough for me, but since I have made Baba my companion everywhere in life, things have become smooth. So when you listen to first people's experience, what happens? Awareness is awakened. So Sanjeevani is awakening, awareness, Smriti. First Gyan, second Smriti, and third, Man, Mana, Bhava. This has come in multiple Murlis. Baba said, Sanjeevani, I have given you this Sanjeevani. This is mantra. This Man, Mana, Bhava is mantra. This Man, Mana, Bhava is awareness. This Man, Mana, Bhava is a tool of meditation, yoga. So remember me, that is the Sanjeevani. That is the most potent weapon. Keep on remembering. Even if you don't understand anything, just keep remembering him. Because he is the ocean of knowledge, the power. He is the ocean of energy. If you have become less energetic, and if you want to become more energetic, he is the storehouse of power. Just get connected with him. That's it. You don't need anything else to do. The more you are connected with him, the more powerful you become. The moment you move away from him, power decreases. It's all about connecting, reconnecting. It's all about disconnecting, connecting and reconnecting. Disconnect with the world. connect with God or reconnect with God. It's about linking, delinking and relinking. Delink with the world, link with God or relink with Him. Again, again and again. The journey is big, but keep moving. Sometimes the journey is frustrating, but just imagine somebody has started from Abu Road to Mount Abu. Now he doesn't have a map or anything. He is moving. But after walking for maybe half an hour or 1 hour, he feels so frustrated because he is not seeing anybody coming from above and anybody going from below. The road is so deserted. There's nobody on the road. Now he's feeling doubtful whether this road really goes to Mount Abu or not. But again he remembers the person who met him at the footstep of mountain when he began his journey. That person told him that this is the only way that goes to Mount Abu. There is no other method or way. He knows surely that this is the only way. But he reaches halfway, but he doesn't see anybody coming down or going up. He sees everything dried up, parched up, as if nobody has walked this path from very long time. So doubt arises. Suspicion takes root in him. He is not understanding, what should I do? Should I return back? But then again he feels, oh no, let me go. Let me see. So spiritual journey is just like this. Stay on the path. That's it. Stay on the path. You know that this is the only path. There is no other path. This path leads to glory. Man, manabhav. Even though this journey, Baba often says, yad. This remembrance is a yatra. It's a pilgrimage. You know the pilgrimage is really arduous. The pilgrimage is perilous. There is peril every moment. You don't know what will happen the next. There are robbers hiding in bush. You don't know. There are thieves. There are wild animals you can encounter whilst on the way. You really do not know. There are no signposts. There are no boards. There are no signage anywhere. So you feel doubtful where to go. But continue, continue and continue. One day you will reach the destination. Because God has said that this is the only path. Man, mana, bhav. Keep on reinventing your methods of gyan. Reinventing your methods of yoga. Your techniques. Baba has given one technique of Raj Yoga, but that one technique is an umbrella technique. It's an umbrella technique. It encompasses hundreds of small techniques, methods. It is not one. Raj Yoga is not about thinking of soul and remembering Supreme Soul. This is just one bold statement. But within that umbrella statement, there are so many methods. So many. Raj Yoga is a book with 100 chapters and even many more. Raj Yoga is not one word or one mantra. Raj Yoga is the book of genius. So keep on inventing new methods of yoga every day. Not just the same, I am soul and I am soul. Reinvention. Reinvent. Re-engineering. Spiritual re-engineering. Inner re-engineering. You must have heard of the book Inner Engineering, Sadhguru. So keep on reforming, re-engineering, restructuring, reinventing newer methods every day. So whether it is yoga, whether it is jnana, search newness. Because old things may bring boredom. So, manmanabhav, sanjeevani, is a walk towards satyam, ultimate truth. Sanjeevani is to imbibe shivam, auspiciousness within you. Sanjeevani is to become more beautiful. Eternal youth and eternal beauty should become part of your personality. Om Shanti.